A large sinkhole that could have easily swallowed a car or two opened up in North Philadelphia earlier this week. It's a phenomenon that's happened more than 2,000 times in the city so far this year. That's nearly one for every mile of roadway in Philadelphia. WHYY's Bobby Allen looked into what causes sinkholes and why they're so prevalent here.
James Stuckey is a delivery man at Franco's Pizza at the corner of Tulip and East Huntington Streets, looking out at crews repairing a giant hole in the road in front of the Kensington Pizza Shop. This was his description.
I would say you could fit a car in there, yeah, definitely. Or a truck. Looks like a meteorite hit it.
City officials say a water main break was the culprit. The pipes, they date to 1886. Laura Turan is a geologist at Temple University.
We developed some of the first sewer systems. We were ahead of our time, and now we're paying the price for that.
Before getting to what's causing sinkholes, let's back up and explain the difference between potholes and sinkholes. Potholes happen on the top layer of the road and go as deep as 10 inches. Sinkholes, that's when the dirt and rock under the road collapses like quicksand. Turan says in old cities like Philadelphia, busting pipes often trigger a sinkhole to open, but not always. They sometimes start with cracks deep in the ground that began millions of years ago. But the earth is now giving in more than it has in recent years. City records show that there have been more than 2,000 sinkholes this year. That's up 20% from last year, with four more months to go.
We attributed the large increase in the number of cave-ins we're having to extreme bouts of cold weather that we're having.
Philadelphia Streets Commissioner David Perry notes that 2015 also had some of the coldest recorded weeks in the city's history. Water freezes deep in the roads, creating ice formations that push away soil. If the ice takes up enough space when it melts, it can be destructive. Turan from Temple likens what's above that melted space to a bridge.
Freeze-thaw cycles, they weaken, just like they weaken and create potholes, they can weaken these bridges that are over existing openings. So you might not have a specific event, but year after year after year, and finally the last straw, and something will collapse.
Geologists have done autopsies of Philadelphia, and here's what they found. Down to as far as 30 feet is what they call urban fill, and it's composed of all sorts of stuff.
We find doll arms. I mean, it can pots and bricks and foundations, and then regular soil.
You'll find lots of different types of stone down there, like Wissahickon rocks, where shiny mica comes from, used in buildings, asphalt, and roof shingles. It's generally not as prone to sinkholes as, say, limestone, which dissolves more quickly. Streets Commissioner Perry says Philadelphia is lucky not to be underlain with limestone. Not so with some communities in our region. The King of Prussia area is under a limestone patch. In 2011, a 75-foot sinkhole opened there. Limestone swaths cut through Harrisburg and Allentown too, but largely bypass Philly. But nowhere in Pennsylvania compares to the amount of limestone found in Florida. Officials there call sinkholes a fact of life.
This is not Florida, where our cave-ins are swallowing whole houses and vehicles. That's not a phenomenon you're going to find in Philadelphia. These things are a nuisance, but they are not the type of thing that you need to worry about, that you're going to fall into an underground cave beneath the city streets.
The city's water department is working on replacing some of its Grover Cleveland-era pipes at a pace of 22 miles per year. But there's more than 3,100 miles of pipes, so it will take some time. As for the factors city officials can't control, cold weather and ancient rock movements, they'll continue to conspire against Philadelphia and cause sinkholes. But Perry says the vast majority of them are manageable, about 3 by 3 feet. Not capable of swallowing a car, but maybe a small dog. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.